The Rockets made a bunch of changes on Friday before Memorial Day. Roy Rogers, assistant coach, out. Player development coach Irv Roland, out. They had an assistant coach named Mitch Vanya, who I've never heard of, out. They also fired a video coordinator as well. So a lot of changes. Mike D'Antoni still in place. What do you guys make of those series of moves? I don't think they're trying to force out Mike D'Antoni.
My first thought is, wow, what the hell's going on here? Because if Morey was trying to force out D'Antoni, is he doing this with the permission of Fertitta? And why exactly would he go about it this route? Because this would be seemingly the thing that Fertitta would look at and say, what the hell's going on here? You're not authorized to do this, or you're creating discontent or something. None of it smells right, unless it's just simply Tillman Fertitta is saying, look, if you're going to slay this dragon that is the Golden State Warriors, you need to take extreme measures, and we're going to have to shake things up. So we'll shake things up, and I like D'Antoni, but we're gonna do it otherwise. I guess the biggest question would be just, yeah, how on board is D'Antoni with all of it? I don't think it's as big a conspiracy as some might think, but I think that it's not great. I don't feel awesome about maybe how D'Antoni is probably feeling about this or responding to it. Is it being foisted on D'Antoni as Fertitta is saying basically, like, all right, well, we got to do something more, get it done. And then Morey's saying, all right, well, let's shake this up. We're going to get rid of these assistants.
What does shaking things up accomplish?
In Toronto, it got them to the NBA Finals. You fire a coach that's had a successful season but a disappointing playoffs,
right,
and Nick Nurse now takes them to the finals.
I mean, if they felt like the coaching staff wasn't good enough or needed some kind of change, I got to give Adam Spillane credit. I mean, he pointed out, now it's a hard bar to clear, but he was like, listen, the Golden State Warriors not only have arguably a better head coach, much more talent, obviously, but they have a better coaching staff than the Rockets do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have guys who are like legendary, like Ron Adams. And the problem is the Rockets, I don't know how you can get those guys.
Okay.
But Spillane was right in that the Warriors do have a better coaching staff by most measures in the league.
Spillane pointed out to me that the three of the guys that they fired are a part of the Rockets' defensive coaching
right.
staff, much like with moving on from Jeff Bizdelic. Okay, so firing the coaches for a team that brought in Carmelo Anthony this offseason, James Ennis this offseason, Michael Carter-Williams this offseason, a defense that down the stretch when it got Jeff Bizdelic was 10th in basketball when he came back, that started the year without its defensive coordinator, added those three guys that didn't work out, and only struggled against the Warriors. You're telling me that firing a bunch of guys on the coaching staff is suddenly going to make things better against the Warriors next year?
That's the biggest question, is D'Antoni's your guy. D'Antoni, who his defenses were never as bad as people wanted to paint them in Phoenix, but obviously they weren't championship enough. But so he comes in, he has a staff that's given him the best defenses he's had in his career over the past couple seasons, or at least among the best defenses he's had in his career. What are you going to do to top that? Are you expecting better defense? Are you expecting more offense to compensate for a little bit worse defense?
More offense would be tough.
Right, exactly.
As far as the season goes. Well, I want to go back to the D'Antoni part of it because, you know, Landry wrote the story that we have on sportsradio610.com where he has reported through multiple sources that it was Tillman Fertitta's decision and not Daryl Morey's decision to pick up D'Antoni's option for this year. Now, that decision didn't happen recently. That happened a year ago when they picked up D'Antoni's option. So, again, Landry reporting that Tillman picked up the option and not Daryl. So am I supposed to think that now the implication is that Daryl's making these kind of moves to make it uncomfortable on Mike D'Antoni?
Well, what else does it accomplish? I mean, are you making, if you're Daryl Morey, are you giving Mike D'Antoni a better chance to succeed by getting rid of a couple of his coaches?
I don't know who's making these decisions. That's the tough part for me. And it would be really...
Do you think D'Antoni's making them?
I don't know, man. It would be really ham-handed. Like, it would be incredibly ham-handed to be firing coaches
okay.
to try to make it uncomfortable enough for your head coach.
I've got a...
So that he somehow quits or resigns.
Right,
right,
right. Right.
Like,
so,
that would be a total embarrassment.
I'll give you the version of events that would make me most comfortable and happiest.
Okay.
Now, follow me here. What do we know about the coaching search at University of Houston, of which Tillman Fertitta had a huge role in.
They knew the guy they wanted weeks in advance.
Right. So you fired your coach when you already had the replacement lined up.
Yes.
And there were a lot of machinations behind the scenes. So in this situation, nobody denies that Jeff Bezdelic has been good for the Rockets defense, but it's also been a little bit of a tumultuous timeline where he kind of retires, comes back, maybe got a new contract out of it, was it negotiating? I don't know. And now at the end of this season, maybe wasn't 100% ready to commit to next season yet. The Rockets, understandably, wouldn't be able to move forward with that situation. So what do? You say, all right, Jeff, we can't sit around waiting for you. We're trying to beat the Warriors here. And perhaps they already have a good idea of who his replacement is. Maybe he's still playing in the NBA Finals. Maybe still coaching in the NBA Finals. And if you're going to bring that guy in, it would make sense that you're going to let him bring in a few guys of his own. Maybe to entice him, that's what you had to do. So you clear out the defensive staff. And in that situation, that would make me feel really good about it. So I think there's a really good chance that 2 or 3 weeks from now, they might be announcing a new defensive coach, a defensive-minded assistant coach, assistant head coach, whatever it might be. And maybe he's an assistant coach for either one of the recently departed teams or the Raptors or the Warriors. So that's my optimistic view of things.
That's not a crazy theory.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying
to... That's 2 segments in a row now. I've gotten that's not an awful theory. No, all right.
It's not...
Sounds like a ringing endorsement.
It's not crazy.
Can we just get back to the basics, though? Personnel's the issue. Why is the coaching staff the issue?
Well,
here?
There's only so much you can do about the personnel right now.
Exactly. Like, there's only so much the coaching staff can do with the personnel.
Right, but...
You're firing people for the sake of firing people.
There's only so much you're going to do to address personnel right now. So are you criticizing a coaching move because they're not allowed to make any player changes yet? I have no doubt. Like, we know D'Antoni. There's going to be changes made personnel-wise.
And they will make player changes, but they can't make them yet.
I don't see the need to fire coaches when the coaches weren't the issue this past season.
Okay, but what about with the scenario I just laid out? If they couldn't count on Bezdelic even being here and... they went out and they already know who Bezdelic's replacement's going
to
be.
But I'm supposed to buy that they didn't know Bezdelic was going to be here or not? Like, am I really supposed to buy that when they had issues with him going into this coming season?
Well, you don't have to.
Because that's exactly what happened at the beginning of this last season. Bezdelic retired in August.
Yes. Like, if Carmelo Anthony didn't exist, again, big if he didn't exist, then we'd be saying something like, well, listen, Bezdelic was a really good defensive coach, but they couldn't move forward with him because of this uncertainty. Now the Carmelo thing adds a layer because then you're thinking, well, he quasi-retired because of Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it is possible that it was Carmelo and something else, that there are things going on in Bezdelic's personal life.
Yeah, sure, it is possible, but I mean, what's the easiest conclusion to come to?
I don't think it's crazy for a guy who's 66 or 67 that they weren't sure what was going to happen moving forward.
In my sticky life, if there's one thing I've learned is that there's really one cause of something. And that, like, there's situations that I've opted out of, not just because of one thing, but because of a multitude of factors. And the thing that makes most sense to me, just based on, because I've had various people that are close to the Rockets claim 100%, like, no, this is what happened with Bezdelic. And then I've had other people claim, no, this is what happened with Bezdelic. And the best I can figure is that I've got a bunch of people who think that there's always only one reason for something telling me that that's why Bezdelic was...
You're right on that. It's usually a multitude of reasons, but there's sometimes one reason that's way bigger than all the other ones.
No, but it's with Bezdelic, who reportedly had been contemplating retirement for the last few years. Yeah, the straw that breaks the camel's back that last year might have been Carmelo Anthony, to where he's saying, like, all right, I don't need this crap at this point in my life. I just don't feel like putting up with it. But then ultimately everything worked out the way it did. But he's back to right now feeling like, all right, how much longer do I want to coach in the NBA? Remember, Mike, when we talked to D'Antoni about aging as a coach in the NBA and how the hardest part of it is the travel? Like, that you're just, like, physically, it's exhausting, you know? And you're 70 years old or however old D'Antoni is now, and you're traveling all the time. So I don't doubt that Bezdelic is just kind of contemplating these things for a while. But again, Paul, yeah, you're right. I'm taking the most optimistic view of this. Just given my recent experience with watching the way Tillman Fertitta operates, I'm optimistically thinking that they've They've wanted to either shake things up or Bezdelic, they just couldn't count on him being there. So they already have a plan in place and they just can't release the full plan yet.
Well, I mean, okay, if they have a plan in place, great. But to me, you have a 70-year-old basketball coach who was not the issue last season and you just fire three of his guys.
Well, here's where I'm at on this. I'm not highly optimistic when you're doing a before Memorial Day dump of firing a bunch of different guys. Yeah. That's not a great
look. They did it on Friday.
Now, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, and I'll give you my official like grade on all this once they actually replace all these guys. And I'll tell you, all right, do I like the staff or do I not like the staff? So I'm skeptical on it right now. I'm skeptical about this, but we'll see what they do to replace these guys.
If my optimistic version isn't anywhere close to the truth, then we've got ourselves a good old-fashioned train wreck. Because, yeah, this isn't the way you handle personnel. Like, this is not the way you handle. And it's not a way that I've seen D'Antoni operate. So that's why I'm leaning more towards the optimistic side. For the sports radio guy in me, I've got to be excited for the possible train wreck.
Because it is good content. Headlines on the way. The Astros got off to a nice start against the Cubs in this three-day series, but is there some trouble brewing in the back end of the bullpen? Plus, we discuss J.J. Watt's huge weekend as well. This is Mad Radio.